afternoon, beloved ones. Good afternoon, beloved ones, and welcome to the Holistic Ministry Show. I am Minister James Browning, and I am a spiritual warrior, and I'm here to start a spiritual revolution. So let's get started with prayer as we do every week, and so we can bring forth the energy and the forces here we need in order to do what we need to do to get this show going today. I'm just grateful that you're here and grateful that you all have decided to join me today. So let's get started. Father, Mother, God, we give praise and we give gratitude for this most wonderful and marvelous day. We thank you, God, for all that has shown up in our lives this week. We thank you for the fact that we have been able to make it back another week. We thank you, God, for divine love and divine understanding and divine caring, God. We know that it's through your grace and through your love that we've been able to make it from one day to another. We know that you are the source of everything that shows up in our lives, God. So we just say thank you, God. I ask a special prayer for everyone who's out there listening on the line and who's everyone who is part of this show, and give them divine blessing, give them divine strength to be able to move forth and to be able to do what it is that they need to do in order to make life good for themselves, God. Give them the insight and wisdom, let them know that you are the source of everything and that you are orchestrating everything on this planet, God. So we say thank you. I'm so grateful. I call upon all the ascended help, ascended masters to come in today and to be with us and to teach us and guide us. I thank you to show us and give us strength. I thank you, God, for allowing me to be the vessel for this day and for this show, and that you will allow it to be able to go out into the universe and to be able to penetrate into the universe and to be able to bring into the universe that which is necessary to sustain and to be able to go forward. So I say thank you, God, for all that you're doing and all that you're allowing to happen today. So, God, we're just grateful. We're just so, so grateful. So in the name of the mighty I Am presence, I say thank you, God, and so it is. Amen. Well, guys, thank you so much, and I'd like to welcome all of my old listeners and all the new ones, too. I am just so blessed to be back here with you this Sunday and to be able to be able to share with you and to be able to allow Spirit to use me to do another show for you and to be able to help uplift and help to motivate all the beautiful listeners and help to motivate myself, because guys, when I do these shows, they're for me just as much as they are for you. So I'm getting lessons from them too. So I'm grateful that God has given us an opportunity to do this. And today I'm broadcasting live from beautiful Scottsdale, Arizona. And it is marvelous today. We just reached 102 degrees today. So summer is beginning to come back in a beautiful Scottsdale, and our weather here has just been marvelous. We've had a few cool days, but now this is normally where spring, where summer begins to kick in. We get an early summer here, so we're expecting now temperatures to be in the six figures for a little while, and so we're grateful. And you know, hey, as long as you got air conditioning, we're blessed and just grateful. So, like I said, I am blessed and highly favored today, and feeling the presence of God. And I understand that everything is in divine order. And so we just say, thank you, God, thank you, God, thank you, God. So you who have been listening to me for a while know that I usually use the teaching style. So that means that I always kind of go back to what the last show was in last week. And it was a really great and positive show. It was what is faith and how to develop more of it, beloved ones. Faith is one of the keys to anything that we want to do and anything we want to accomplish in this planet. If you do not have faith, you will not get very far. I can tell you that for a fact. Faith will kick you to a higher level. And beloved, Jesus said, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, which is smaller than a pin, a head on a pin, that we would be able to say to the mountain, mountain, move. And the mountain should move. And Jesus wasn't necessarily speaking about a physical mountain, although maybe he could do that too. We know he could do miracles. But he was talking about the issues and the things that show up in our lives every day, the things that show up that give us complications and prevent us from moving forward, that we can set these problems, these situations to totally be gone and to relieve themselves and no longer be part of your life, that you have the ability to rise above all those things which are encompassing your life and the things which is not of the highest nature for you. So we know the God that you are going to allow us to be, and we allow that energy to flow in. So we talked also about the two big fears that cause us to have lack of faith, and one of those fears was the fear of success, and the fear of success pertaining to the idea that sometimes when you become successful, you're fearful of becoming successful because you then have to take responsibility for yourself. People know that you have the capability to do it, and they see that you can do it, so now you have no excuse to hide, no place to go. And many of us are afraid that if we show success, that friends, family, and other people will begin to want to lean on us and begin to expect certain things of us, and just to take us to another level of, you know, being dependent to it. So a lot of people fear that and don't want to run those things, so they avoid being successful at all because they get a fear. And when they get close to accomplish something, they just self-destruct. They just let it just go. They can get almost to the very end and everything come together, and they will self-destruct because that fear is so deep in them that they cannot, you know, it happens. It happens in all types of situations. It happens in relationships. It happens in jobs, monetary thing, that we get so in tune and so close to making the mark, and then all of a sudden things just go crazy. I know many of you may have had those things that show up in your life as well. And I know that you know people who have gotten so close to the goal, and then they just self-destruct, that things just come totally apart for them. And you'll be wondering why and how I'm so close that and this came in. And from a conscious thinking process, you want it to happen. But most of the time, these fears that you are experiencing are down on your subconscious mind. And and you heard me many times talk about the subconscious mind is the controller of what happens to you in your life. If it gets down on the subconscious level, then that is what you're going to react out of. That's how you're going to become what you are because of what's going on in your subconscious mind. It's not what you're thinking daily or what you allowing time in your mind at this moment. It's what's in your subconscious mind that's really controlling your destiny. Yes, it's important to stay positive and think good thoughts all the time, but it's what you have programmed into your mind 6-7 months ago, what's been in even years ago, that's showing up now, that's keeping you from moving forward and keeping you from not having that which you know is for your highest good. So that's okay. But you need to do, you got to unlock those things. You have to remove those things in order to be able to get to the next level. So I want you to go back and review the show on faith so you can understand, you know, what I'm talking about here. Also, we talked about the fear the fear of success itself. Not so much fear, but the fear of success itself. That's when you're afraid that you don't have the ability to accomplish what it is you think that you want to accomplish. And you're afraid to try because you think other people are going to call you a failure, and they're going to say that you are not a successful person because you cannot move forward. And so, and you realize that the fear of success, of success is just becoming predominant in your thoughts. So, you know, you're just having fear alone. That's just fear just gripping you. And a lot of you won't even get started because of you're so fearful. You're so fearful of failure. The fear of a failure, what I wanted to speak about. You feel so like inadequate because you just know that you don't have the confidence, and you don't allow yourself to have the confidence to be able to accomplish the goal that you want to do. But in that same level, you think you want to do it. You think you want to do it because remember, I'm telling you, a lot of things are happening now from a subconscious level. So you're still going through these thoughts of, yes, I can do it, but in your mind, deep in the recess of your mind is not allowing you to move forward to be able to get things done. So it is so, so important that you overcome the fear of failure, man, because that is probably one of the biggest things that's causing us to you know, feel inadequate to move forward. And like I told you, those fears of failure has come from subconscious programs that have been put into your mind when you were maybe a wee lad, or you maybe even had things in your childhood or people in your childhood that told you that you could not be successful and that you would not be successful and that whatever you try, you're not going to work. And some of you have actually tried businesses and had businesses, and you had business failures, which is, and most people who have business success, beloved ones, have two or three, four or five business failures before they become successful. All these people, these successful, these businesses that appear to be successful, they didn't just get started out of the box and all things happen for them. They had failures, just like we all do, but you're supposed to learn from your failures, and your failures will help you to be able to become more stronger and help you to be able to move to a higher state of consciousness. So it's okay to fail. Matter of fact, and each failure means that you're getting closer to your goal, that you're getting closer to the next step to be able to get to where you want to be. So embrace the failure, knowing that you're getting closer to where you need to be. And don't let failure freeze you out that you feel lack of ability and just afraid to even try again. That's like people who are having, I heard so many times people are in relationships and want to have successful relationships, and the biggest thing is they're so fearful that the relationship's not going to work out because of what happened in that past relationship. They are holding to old pains and old hurts and old situations. Unfortunately, most of these are ladies that do this. You know, guys, some guys have pains and hurts too, but mostly the ladies will, you know, I can't go through this no more. I've had this terrible relationship. I was treated so bad, and this happened to me, and that happened to her. Well, guess what? Life happens. So now you know that in your next relationship, you don't allow yourself to go down that same path. So you got signals, and you should have some idea of what it is that you don't want in your life now. So you will no longer begin to allow that to be part of your life. But you know what, guys? If you keep holding on to those failed relationships, you will. What the law of attraction still works, even though you have a failure mentality. But what's going to happen? You're going to be continuously to track the same kind of person into your life that you had into your life before, and you're going to go through the same failures. It does not fail. I'm telling you, this is a true law that will happen in your life, and you will begin to just continually have the same kind of people just showing up all the time, and you wonder what's going on. And truly inside of you, you're having a fear. You're fear because, see, hey, your subconscious mind gives you what you want. It doesn't separate whether it's positive, whether it's negative, or whether how good it's for you or how good. It just shows up because it's a robot. You know, just like your computer. Your computer is going to give you what you put into it. Whatever you put into your computer is what you're going to get back. So I say, you know, do not allow your subconscious mind to become so overwhelming to you that you are not able to, that you get frozen. So we talked about that a lot. And probably every time you heard me speak, I'm going to talk to you about unfreeing, unlocking, and allowing your subconscious mind not to control your destiny. Guys, because it has become a real problem, and many of us are having all kind of issues due to the fact of that negative programming. And so now you know that, you know, even when you have the fear of failure, that you're attracting these things into your life. And so let go and begin to reprogram. I talked to each one of you about reprogramming your subconscious mind and how to do that. I've done many shows on it, so I'm not going to go over and over and over that, because you can always go back and listen to the archive shows and you will learn how to reprogram yourself so you can move now to a higher state of consciousness, so you can be able to move yourself and become unlocked. Because, you know, beloved ones, it really hurts my soul and my spirit when I see the dear ones that I really, really care for, people who are really close to me, that I see them suffering and see them going through the same old vicious cycle all the time, and the same old vicious things continue to show up in their life, and they don't know why, and they don't know how to get out of them. They're going around in circles, man, and just trying to figure out how do I get relief, and they're thinking that they're putting themselves down and ridiculing themselves because they can't free themselves from situations. And consciously, you're not going to be able to do it. You've got to reach down into the essence of where it's at. It's in your subconscious mind. So you have to free yourself from those situations and those ideas. And once you're able to free those yourself from those situations, that's when Jesus said that you can do things. Once your mind is free, that you can have little faith. I mean, not a whole lot of faith. It takes a whole lot of faith. But you can just begin to have a little faith and begin to see things move in your life. Take bold steps and move forward in your life and not let yourself become locked in and tied up to the old ways of doing things, okay? Brothers and sisters, that you've got to be able to free yourself from what's going on into your subconscious mind, because it is causing you to have havoc. It's causing you bad health and all kinds of other things. And so many of us are striving for perfection in our relationships. And it's, every day I hear people complaining and feeling bad or not having success in their relationship. And all that's becoming to also from that old programming. And you just continually attracting that same old energy that's going into your mind. So we're going to make sure that you don't continue to allow that to show up in your life anymore, and that you will continue to move forth knowing that that is for your highest good, not to allow that to happen anymore. So we say thank you for allowing that not to show up. So we talked about faith, and we know that we all have it, and we know that we got to have faith to be able to move forward. And I know some of you are up against real monumental issues in your life, and some things are going on, and you're really just not figuring out how you can get past it. But I'm telling you, you got to believe in faith and have faith in yourself. And part of having faith in yourself, beloved one, is recognizing who and whom you are. You know, you are a child of a Most High God. You, beloved one, are an individual expression of God. You are an individual expression of God, and you are that which it is. So you are here. You came here with royalty. You are about royalty. You are the universe, and everything has been designed for you. So you, all you got to do is step into it and release yourself from these old programs that are keeping you away from your blessings. You each are deserve and deserve to have so much more in life that you're suffering from, that you're going through. So, beloved ones, I'm just asking you to please begin to understand who you are and realize that you can break through. Now, each one of you, this week I'm praying for a breakthrough for many of you this week that's having issues that's coming up in your lives and causing you not to be able to move forward and do what you need to do, because your beloved beings and beloved souls, I talk to many of you, my friends and associates, and knowing that you're having challenges and I truly want you to break through. And God wants you to break through. That's the biggest thing. It ain't about what I want. And you know what? You should want to break through. So God is pulling for you and wanting you to be able to develop and to move into another state of awareness and consciousness, and to be able to have full of faith. So I'm not going to spend a lot of time today on faith, because I want to talk about some real other things that's going on. But I do know that faith is a basic. So, you know, regardless of how much I tell you about doing other things, and if you even get through accomplishing and moving past your inhibitions and your hang-ups in your subconscious mind, if you don't have faith to be able to move forth and accomplish what it is that you want to accomplish, then you are not going to be able to move forth, beloved ones. Regardless of what I tell you, you got to be able to start seeing yourself, being yourself, and moving forth. I told you about a lot of tools, man. I'm telling you, there's a lot of things you can do. There's nothing like the power of affirmations. You know, I have one of my beloved friends that, boy, she does affirmations all the time, and she continues to do it, you know, and continues to do it even when doing the ups and downs of her life. She never surrenders. She continues to do her affirmation, and I know that she's going to have the breakthrough that she so desired, because she does not give up. She's going through, and I can tell you, she has some challenges, but she does not let those challenges keep her down. She just continues to do her affirmation. You know, but so many of us are in instant. We're living in a time now, we think everything is supposed to be instant. We think that, you know, because of instant food and instant gratification, everybody thinking things should be showing up at that moment. And guess what, beloved one? If you have the ability to do that, and you have the state of consciousness where you can make things show up instantaneously, that can happen. Now, I'm not saying that's impossible, but for many of us, we have not reached that state of consciousness yet where we're able to obtain things instantaneously. Okay, so that means that you have to be willing to work on yourself till you can get yourself to the level where you can do those things, okay? Because there are yogis and avatars here on the planet that can create things instantaneously. There's yogis that's living up in the Himalayas that can create gold coins and just through thought. So there's things that happen and people have the ability, but they're at a different state of consciousness. They have arrived to God consciousness. They know who and whom they are, and they have overcome those things that have been programmed into them. And even those kind of people have gone through a lot of things, but they have pressed on, moved forward, and do not allow anything else to deter them from becoming that which they wanted to become. So I'm telling each one of you, you have that ability to be able to press on, move forward, and do not allow your past to keep you hostage, okay, and keep you hostage to what is going on. And that's why most of you are not moving forward because of your past. But we no longer want to allow that to be part of your being. We don't no longer want that to have that to be in your conscience anymore. That's going to cause you to not be able to do that. So I'm just sort of begging of you to begin to move forward, beloved ones. Begin to do that which is for your highest good, and begin to do that which will take you to the next level, because you need to start working on yourself. Because hey, I don't know how much longer, how many more incarnations you get, or how much more time you got left on the planet, but we want to try to do things because the ultimate goal is to be able to make the ascension. So whatever you need to do and to take you to the next level, you need to be able to start doing that and bringing that into your life to be, and that's what you need to do in your life to be able to move forward. So each one of you connect to your God self, knowing that you are part of a spiritual channel and that God is with you and around you and in your life all the time to teach you and to allow you to be. So don't let anyone else separate you from who you are. You are one with God, and so you have the ability to move forth and to create and be a creator. You are able to create everything you need in your life. You are co-creators, and you need to be able to do that. So, beloved ones, go back, listen to the past shows, and so you can bring yourself up, because this is important. Because now we're going into something that really is important that you understand. The previous show about building your faith, because what we're going to talk about now is going to be a step onto that. We're going to talk about prosperity consciousness. Prosperity state consciousness is a state of mind. And let me clarify something with you, beloved ones. When I say prosperity consciousness, I'm not exclusively speaking about money, okay? Because prosperity has a lot to do more than just money. Because I know of people who have money and they are so unhappy. And some of them are going through some real miserable things. And you heard some of the stories about some of the people who have and have all kind of trauma going on in their lives. So we ain't talking about a monetary thing. We're talking about having successful. Yeah, money is important, and that's part of it. But I'm talking about having a successful relationship. I'm talking about being healthy. I'm talking about living comfortable. I'm talking about bringing things in your life you need when you need them to show up. That is what prosperity consciousness do, see, because it is a state of mind. And one begin to develop their prosperity consciousness each and every day. Every day you work on developing your prosperity consciousness, either for the good or for the bad. You begin to collect it by what you're feeling, what you're experiencing, and what you're saying, and to yourself is how you're developing that consciousness. And so many of you have been so beat down because of situations going on in your lives, or situations going on around you, or you know, from your childhood or wherever, people making you thinking that just when you want to be successful that you don't deserve it. And that's one of the big things about it, is that most of us do not feel that we deserve to have that which we deserve. We don't feel that we deserve to have the best, the nice cars, the nice home, the nice relationship. We don't feel as if we, for some reason, somewhere, somebody made you feel that you was less than who you are, because the God that created this planet with the idea of you having everything you need and be able to bring that into your consciousness. So, beloved ones, I want you to begin to fill your mind and your thoughts on God's opulence. I want you to start thinking about the opulence of God. And I want you to every day begin to use God's opulence in a way. Begin to decree and begin to call in God's opulence into your life. You know, God wants you to have the good life, and He wants you to have all that which is done. But you have to do your part, because you have to reprogram yourself. We're back on the subconscious mind, and everything relates and goes back to the subconscious mind, because it is so important that you have that. Okay, so that makes a big difference. So I want you, beloved ones, to begin to understand what you need to do to be able to bring that into fruition, and be able to bring that which is for your highest good. So many of you are suffering from lack of living from paycheck to paycheck. You know what? There's so many people that's being challenged with that. Hey, I even have my tears a moment too. So I ain't telling you something that I don't experience too. Hey, I have my challenges too. But I begin to understand that it's important for me to develop and understand that I am to utilize my mind to understand that I am a child of God and I have a right, and I begin to program and move back into those situations. Because myself, I was growing up as a kid, I grew up very poor on a farm in a very rural part of the country, and there was poverty everywhere. So, but I cannot no longer allow my understanding that, and I know that, so, and it has had effect on my life. But now I have been able to transcend above that, knowing that that's not what I want to show up in my life anymore and any longer. So I have to be able to do whatever's necessary to be able to get me to that next level. I'm not telling none of you that I'm living a state of perfection and I got all everything going on in the way that I have wanted going on. No, it ain't like that, okay? But I will reassure you that I am working on that each and every day. I am striving for perfection. I am striving for perfection, beloved one. You know, there's an old saying that most people are in the backyard looking for flow-leaf clovers when opportunity knocks on the front door. Most of us don't recognize that when we have an opportunity, we don't take advantage of those opportunities. Opportunities come for you almost daily, and sometimes two or three times a day, to shift and change your what shows up in your life. The universal God force is always giving you ideas and thoughts to be able to take advantage of. But if you don't understand it and you don't know and you're not at that state of consciousness, then you couldn't even identify with an opportunity when it came to you. So you need to, that's about shifting your consciousness. You know, you need to tell yourself there's gold dust in the air. There's prosperity everywhere. And you need to tell yourself, hey, I deserve it. God has it for me, you know, and stop seeing the glass as half, start seeing it as half full. Start seeing the positive things and knowing that you are a divine child of God and that you were created to have God's opulence. And beloved ones, let me tell you something. There is no lack of opulence in God's universe. The only lack there is a lack in your personal consciousness. The only reason that you are not living the opulent and positive and prosperous life that you may feel that you want is because of your own process and your consciousness. You are not at that level where you're able to attract it, because people who are able to attract that just automatically have it. Now, some people who are born into money, they are much more fortunate than most of us who are not, because they just automatically assume that they're going to have prosperity, that the thing is going to work out for them. They don't even have to try to figure it out. Do you think the Rockefeller family, any of those children have to get up in the morning and wonder how they're going to pay a bill? Do you think any of the Kennedy families get up and wonder what's going to happen, who's going to take care of them? No, because they automatically know that they're taken care of and that they're going to be at that state of consciousness. But the majority of us have to work to that level, and the majority of us can get to that consciousness too. And so it is important. I just want to share a few scriptures with you to help you to understand what I'm talking about. Deuteronomy 8:18. Remember the Lord, the God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth. Beloved one, God has given you the ability to produce wealth. And I'm saying, when I say you wealth, I'm talking about all the opulence of God, all that is the wealth meant to have the perfect health, the perfect relationship, have everything that you so desire. You have been given that opportunity. God gave it to you. So we're just not living up to it. Psalms 35:27. Let them shout for joy and rejoice for favor, my benedictions, and let them continue to say it. The Lord will be magnified and who delight in the prosperity of his servants. Other words, God is saying that he is delightful and happy when he sees that you're happy and you're being prosperous and you are operating knowing that God's opulence is in your life and that you need it. So you need to understand that God wants you to be prosperous, beloved one. God wants you to have opulence. He don't want you walking around looking shabby and not having things, not having appropriate clothing to wear, not having appropriate meals to have, not driving in cars that are falling apart. I mean, you got to do what you got to do. I'm not knocking nobody for what they are and what's happening in their lives, but I'm saying God wants you to have the best. But you, beloved one, have to get to that point where you feel that you deserve the best. If you don't, you're going to only have seconds, and that's just the way it is. So, but good thing about it, God doesn't desert any of us, and we all have the ability to rise ourselves up and to be able to believe and think. But see, beloved one, some of you are still believing in that old church concept where they tell you money is the root of evil. Now, haven't you heard that? I know you have heard it if you've grown up in the old church, especially the old churches that I was into. You know, a rich man has to go through so much to be able to get to heaven, and a rich man has to be able to do this and do that. And, you know, it's like, okay, and if you have a lot of money, you're going to be evil, and you're going to cause a lot of discomfort and people's lives, and you're not going to be able to do anything because you are dealing with you're dealing with situations that's not for your highest good, and so you're going to be operating out of a state of consciousness that's not for your best state of consciousness. And they want you to believe that money is the root of all evil, but money is not the root of all evil. It's the lack of money that's caused people to go and hit people in the head and rob people and cause them and cause them to misuse them. It's because they don't have it, so they have a tendency to manipulate and try to use people to the point where they need to get what they need. So that is the problem. It's the lack of money that causes the problem. So do not buy into that old thing where people did what they tell you. You got to understand that during those days that it was important for the kings and stuff to be able to control the masses, and that was nothing but another way to be able to control the masses by teaching you that craziness that just because you were successful and you had money that you had to be an evil person. And we bought into it, lock, slick, and ball, you know. And as a child, that was very devastating to your mind to be able to hear that foolishness that was going on. But when you speak, when God speaks of great opulence, it's about the material of health and relationship and great careers and great relationships and a great relationship with God. That's part of prosperity too. Having a great relationship with God is being prosperous. What more prosperity can you have other than have a great relationship with God and to be able to move forward for many reasons? Many of you are not enjoying the opulence because of conditions of your own mind, and that is reason. That's the thing that I just finished talking to you about the fears and things that were going on inside of you that's causing you to have such a different kind of life. So it's about clearing those things up, beloved one, about releasing and experiencing the abundant life. The first step is having faith. What I talked to you about. Once you get past releasing those subconscious blocks, then it's about you having faith. But beloved one, you're not going to be able to get anywhere to accomplish anything until you're able to raise your spiritual consciousness to the point where you can raise above that which is and reprogram your subconscious mind. Now, there are some conditions where people all of a sudden become almost instantaneously enlightened, and people begin to understand that they have the power. They may through some means, some method, something tricky inside of themselves, and they realize they have power to overcome and to do. And so when you get to that level and you can able to control your mind and control your thoughts, then you can rise above that, regardless of what else is going on inside of you. You can rise above that. So you're either going to have to go back and program your reprogram yourself, or you got to work on every day developing your spiritual consciousness to the point where you can rise above your own mental mind and rise above and allow your spirit to control your destiny. Because, see, God is in charge. So God is in charge. And so if you know how to tap in, you know how to develop your unity consciousness, you know how to develop your God consciousness and rise to that state of knowing that you are one with God and that you have the ability to transcend and to be able to move forward, then you begin to be able to have things happening. Till you get that, work on changing that subconscious mind. See, beloved one, you have to begin to understand, have confidence in your own abilities. If you don't have confidence in who you are and what you are, then how are you ever going to be able to raise above? Your confidence is important. Confidence is important. Whatever it takes to get you that state of confidence is what you need to do. And so I ask you to do that and begin to, that you know life and death begins with your tongue, beloved ones. What you say is important, but what you feel is more important. So I want you to begin to understand that you have to stop going around putting yourself down and feeling inferior to anyone. And best you need to stop going around talking about being down or being less than perfected or less than perfect. When you start having conversations with others about your lack of abilities and those things which are causing you to be stuck, and you are in that state of awareness and consciousness that you're allowing those conversations that you're having with other people, you're bringing yourself down and you're bringing them down too. So stop going around talking bad about yourself. Start talking about who you are, about your ability to rise above. Regardless of how bad it may be, just keep on saying, hey, I am a child of God, and this situation is going to change. I am a child of God, and I'm going to rise above. You got to talk to your situations, beloved ones. You got to talk to it, because that's the way that you control yourself. Talk to yourself. Control your. Talking to yourself is not insanity, unless you've been going to the point where you're thinking that you are somebody else or something inside of you or controlling you to the destiny where you have to do that. But it's okay to tell yourself that you are going to rise above your situation and that you are becoming more in tune and more aware. You need to be able to do that. You need to be able to rise above and be able to – you need to have a clear picture, beloved ones. So many of us have clogged pictures of what it is we want because most of you don't even have a clue of what you want. You really don't. You know, you one day you want one thing, next day you want something else. So until you can lock down what you want, that's one of the first processes is to get clarity of what you want. Once you have working on removing some of those negative blocks in there, sit down, have a true conversation with yourself. Go to the park, go somewhere by the water, go somewhere and just say, what do I really want? What do I really want to show up in my life? How do I want my life to show up? And what is it that I really, really want? And because some of you are getting to the point, and at your age, if you do not have clarity of what you want, beloved ones, I'm afraid that some of you are going to be coming back here many and many times in order to get this clear. You need to be able to rise above and be able to get this done on this incarnation. You don't need to be able to have to keep coming back through the cycle of going through this whole process. So I also told you, beloved ones, that, you know, that when you want to experience something different in your life, you have to begin to live as if it has already been. And I know for a lot of us, that's a challenging thing because, you know, you're in this situation now where you look around and you see all the chaos and you see all the conditions of things that's not where you want to be. But you have to learn to work with your mind to be able to see yourself being successful. You have to have a clear picture, regardless of what it looks like right now, see yourself experiencing. That's why I tell people, if you want to be able to experience or have a new car, go to the car dealership. Go drive a new car. Go sit in it. Go smell it. Go get the feel of it. Allow it to be able to become part of you, to be able to determine what you want. You know, if you want to be able to buy some new clothes, go try on some new clothes. Go, celebrate. It's because you don't have the money in your pocket right now. Go and try on the clothes as if you do have the money, knowing that you are waiting for the reality of the finance to show up in your hand in order for you to be able to have it. Go try them on. Go feel it. Go feel what it feels like to have a $100, $200, $300 dress on your body, how your body feels. God, go try on a $500,000 suit and see how that feels. Go and drive a new car. If you want a new Mercedes or whatever, go drive it, feel it, know what it feels like to be able to experience and have that in your consciousness, because every time you begin to do that, you are seeing yourself in that condition. You are seeing yourself already there, and that is the key to be able to visualize yourself there before your physical body gets there. And that in itself is where a lot of us have challenges are, because we're so stuck in our present condition. And we just cannot even see beyond the situation that's going on in our lives, because it is just so overwhelming for us that we cannot get beyond that current situation. But I'm telling you, beloved ones, if you want to change your consciousness and have your consciousness begin to produce for you, this is how you develop a prosperity consciousness, by putting prosperity into your mind and understand what it is that you need to do. There should be not a night that you allow yourself to go to bed without talking to your subconscious mind, telling your subconscious mind that you are a child of God, that you are powerful, that you have the ability to overcome, that you're able to attract money into your life. You'll be able to have the finances that you need. Let you go to sleep with the thoughts of prosperity on your mind, knowing that you can change and that it's going to seep into your subconscious mind. Because that's where most of the changes begin to take place, beloved, in your subconscious mind. That is when the conscious mind begins to download into the subconscious mind. And, you know, I spoke to you many times about the power of the subconscious mind, but there's a filter, which is called the conscious mind. And that conscious mind is what allows things to be downloaded into the subconscious mind. So by you doing these positive affirmation before you fall off to sleep and begin to doing that. Personally, myself, I listen to all of you who have access to computers. I listen to on YouTube and listen to tapes on prosperity and about subconscious prosperity, about having, respecting, and knowing that money is going to show up in your life. Put it in your mind, because that is where the change is going to take place, beloved one. Unless you, like I said, unless you have been able to spiritually transcend above your mind and recognize who and whom you are, if you can come to the full grip that you are a child of God and you can create, if you really can understand that, and most of us have a challenge with understanding that God and you are one, that you are a co-creator with God and you can create. So you have to go through these changes and try to figure out how to get to that next level. So work on all levels of trying to move forward to allow yourself to be able to rise above the situation that goes on in your life. You know, don't allow yourself to get caught up in old things. You know, there's things that go on inside of you that's causing you all kinds of stuff. But you have to be willing to change your consciousness from lack to prosperity. You can no longer share your life and thoughts of yourself being less than perfected and less than whole. Stop being harsh to yourself. Start saying to yourself, begin to love yourself too, beloved ones, because many of you are doesn't even love yourself. You don't feel as if you even deserve love from yourself. Okay? If you can't love yourself, how are you going to love someone else? It's impossible. So begin to love yourself, and that is another thing that will begin to help you to be able to move forth and to bring forth. Now, beloved ones, you are pure energy. And when I mean energy, that means that there is a vibrational signal going out from your body and from your mind that is going out into the universe and creating that which you are producing inside of you. Whatever you're holding inside of you for your feelings and your thoughts are going out into the universal fast field out there, and it is coming back to you based on what you're allowing it to be able to send out there. Whatever you're projecting into the universe is showing back in your life. So if you're looking at situations that's not being able to move forward and you being stuck, that's because you are creating more of that that stuckness stuff by what you're vibrating to the universe. The universe thinks that that's what you want. So, and you're doing that through your subconscious mind. So you got two things working on your behalf and against your behalf, really. One of them, of course, is the subconscious mind, and you know that if that's corrupt and that's not corrosion, that's not going to allow you to move forward. And next you got what is called the law of attraction, which if you are projecting and allowing negative energy to go from your body and go into the universe without you giving back feedback, allowing only the positive to show up in your life, then you're going to get back that which is not for your highest good. You're going to be able to not rise yourself to that level, beloved one. So I just want to let you know that you need to do that. Okay, beloved ones, I need you just hold a second. 1 second. Something's happening. Hold on, beloved ones. Everything's well. Yes. Okay. Let's get back to what's going on. But it was a situation with one of my kids going on here. But we need to, sometimes stuff is going on with children. You need to be able to be on top of the situation. I'm sorry about that, but I had to need to check things. Always something going on with children. All of you that have children have a clear understanding of that, right? Anyway, we're back to where we're talking about. We're talking about creating vibration and creating energy to come forth and to be able to move into a higher state of awareness, a higher state of consciousness that will allow us to be able to allow things to show up, because we're creating all the time. You are creators, beloved one. You are creating things on every second of the day. You're creating. You're allowing yourself to be used in a higher state of consciousness, to allowing yourself to vibrate at a level that causes you discomfort, that causes you to not be able to move forward. So stop it, okay? And realize that you are your own worst enemy by what you're feeling and what you're allowing to be able to happen to you and to be able to show up in your life is based on what's showing up inside of your life right now, what you're doing, what's extending to you. And I tell you so much about allowing yourself to associate with people who are not positive people. Stop allowing yourself to be given in to people who are drainers, who are taking from you and not adding to your life and not able to bring forth your life and be able to give life into your life. You know, I had an experience in my life one time because I had a friend of mine that she told me I was going through some challenges, and she said, James, you know what? I think you're a wonderful guy. You're a great person, but if you do not eliminate your poverty thinking, that I no longer can allow you to be part of association in my life. Now, I thought that was pretty harsh, but after I thought about it, I realized that that was the best thing that she could have told me, because that, and I cared about that person, so that really helped me to change and shift myself, because she was right. She was not going to allow, regardless of how she cared, she was not going to allow me to bring her down, not going to allow me to bring her to a state of which that was going to affect her life. So she did absolutely the right thing. So I'm telling you right now, beloved one, if you got people in your life that are causing you to not be your higher self and they're around you and being negative and projecting negativity in your life, then you need to figure out a way to either tell them they better get their stuff together, or then they got to go have conversations with someone else. And sometimes these people who are that way are even your family members, okay? But, hey, the fact of the matter is that you have to be able to shut them down and not allow them to control you, allow them to keep you from your blessing. You know, beloved ones, each one of us came here on this earth to do our own individual work. And no one's going to be responsible for you leaving here not doing what you need to do. So you cannot allow others to block you or keep you from doing your work. So you have to begin to understand who and whom you are and begin to work forth and have the idea and have the faith that, you know, that you are a child of God and you're not going to let anyone destroy that. That you do have the ability to have the options of God to fill your life with prosperity. You are the one going to have to do that. Nobody else can do that for you. I can sit here and have a conversation with you all day long about what's going on and about what's happening in your life. But if you, beloved ones, are not allowing that to show up in the way that you need to, it needs to show up, then nothing is not going to show up. You're not going to be able to bring that forth in your life. You're going to have to be able to make sure that you are doing your part. You're going to have to make sure that you have the ability to move forward, that you have taken responsibility for your actions, that you are continuing to move forward. So you, beloved ones, have to begin to picture yourself being perfect, picture yourself being whole, picture yourself being well, and knowing that you are, regardless of how someone else may feel about you, you have to make sure that you are feeling good about yourself. You have to be able to keep yourself positive. You have to be able to do that. So I tell you to read positive books. Read books on positive thinking. Read books on prosperity thinking. Read books on God thinking. Read books on how you can become more connected with God. Read your books on spirituality. I mean, a lot of you may not understand and know about the I Am discourses, but learn to be able to read books and things and to be able to keep yourself attuned and linked with who you and whom you are, beloved ones, because if you do not allow yourself to be able to do that, then you are going to have a lot of problems in your life, beloved ones. And most of all, beloved ones, learn to use the power of affirmation. Learn to use these powers in a way that is for your highest good. Learn to be able to use your affirmations daily, and because for many of us, that is going to be the only way you're going to be able to turn this situation around. Unless you have the financial and the money to go hire a hypnotherapist to go into your subconscious mind and do some reprogramming, then you are going to have to do it yourself. You are going to have to do it yourself, and that's the best way to do it anyway, is to do it yourself, to be able to allow that energy to flow into your life and to be able to allow it to show up in your life like you needed it to do. So, like I told you before, just get yourself out of the environment of people who are causing you situations that's not for your highest good. And I know you love some of these people, but, beloved ones, they are not responsible for you. And you know what? You're not responsible for them either. But I need to tell you that you need to be able to start thinking about your own ascension and your own life projections. So you need to begin to do the things that you need to do for yourself as an individual in order to be able to rise above situations and things that are going on in your life. So you, beloved ones, have to do that which is for your highest good. No one can do this for you. As much as I wish I could reach to this radio screen and lay my hands on you and shift your whole thinking process and just make you realize that you are royalty and that you are a child of God and all these things I'm telling you, I cannot do this. I can only point you into the direction of what it is that you need to do as a spiritual being, a present being, and that most of all you realize that you are a spiritual being here on planet Earth having a human experience, beloved one, that you, this physical body is not the reality of who and whom you really are. You are a spiritual being. You're creative with God. That's why you have the ability to create, because you are an image of God. The same spirit that God created you with is that same, and brought forth is that spirit that lives in you. God lives in your physical temple. A couple of weeks ago, I did a show about your temple, about that which is the energy that lies inside of you. That is God inside of you, beloved ones, and you need to be able to start standing tall, knowing that you have the ability to be conquerors. You now have the ability to be invincible. You have the ability to be able to say to the mountain, mountain, you move, get out of my life and cause me no more problems. I'm going to rise above, and I'm not going to allow you to be able to stand in my way and block me in any kind of way whatsoever. So I'm just saying to you, beloved ones, that you have to take responsibility for your own lives, and you have to take responsibility for shifting and developing your prosperity consciousness. Because what happens when you become prosperity consciousness? The universe begins to take care of you in a way that you have no idea. things that begin to show up in a way when you need them. Opportunities begin to show up. Money begin to come into your lives, and you don't even know where it's coming from. You may be getting checks in the mail or somebody to stop by and give you money or whatever you need to be, because you are now at that state of prosperity consciousness where you are projecting that energy into the world that I am a child of God and I deserve all of God's opulence. So the universe is going to begin to download and release all those opulence into your life and bring forth all these things in your life that you need and want in your life, because you are now operating knowing that you are operating that level and you have overcome those obstacles that have been so deeply ingrained in you. You need to be able to do that, and that you, because you deserve it, beloved ones. You deserve it. You are a child of God, and you deserve to have everything that God has put forth on this planet for you to have. Okay, so stop walking around with your head hanging down and feeling sad and sorry for yourself. No, get up and go to work. Get started putting some positive thoughts in your mind. Start working on and creating prosperity consciousness. Go out and see yourself. Feel yourself doing what you want to do. Look at yourself doing what you want to do. Know that you have the ability to create and to change your destiny. Because you do, beloved ones. You do. You have the ability to be able to make a difference in your life. You even have the ability to make the difference in other people's lives. But you have to stand up and start taking responsibility for your life and stop expecting someone else to do it for you. You know, sometimes people, and I ain't got no problem with having a bargain and getting a bargain, but some of us live our lives for bargains. So when you're always looking around for a bargain, you're always looking around for the cheapest of everything, then that's what life's going to give you, the cheapest of everything. So start, if you want a better thing in your life, start raising your thinking about it. Stop always looking for a handout. Stop always looking for free stuff to show in your life, because you deserve the best. You don't have to have it. You're getting what you deserve, beloved one. If that steps on your toes, I'm sorry, but we all get what we feel we deserve, and we're all allowing in our life that which we feel that we deserve. Because if it was not what you feel and you deserve, it wouldn't be in your life. So you can always tell where your consciousness is if you just look around at your situation. Look around at who you are, who you're associating with, where you're at, what's going on in your life, what's happening with you. On a material and a spiritual level, you can determine where your consciousness is. You can determine what is going on in your life based on what's happening, what's showing up in your world, where your world is, what's happening. You don't have to go to the spiritual reader. You don't have to go to nobody to see where you are and what's there and what's happening for you. So take charge. It's time you take charge, loved one. So we're almost at the end of another show, but I thank you for joining me today. And I'm so welcome that you're there. So I want you to be able to go and change and shift and change your life, because that's my biggest prayer for you, to be able to shift and change your life and to be able to take your life to a total different level, because you deserve it, beloved one. So we're going to close with a prayer and to ask God. Beloved Mother, Father God, we thank you for this most wonderful day. We thank you for this message. We thank that you came through and given us the idea, understanding that we recognize at this point in our life who and whom we are. We recognize that we are your children, God. We are the children of the universe, and that you are giving us everything that we need in order to be able to rise above all circumstances. Let us know, beloved one. Give us the idea and fix in our mind that we are invincible, that we are invincible, and we have the power to be able to rise above circumstances and situations that are showing up in our lives that's causing us to be like less than perfection. We have the ability to be strong. We have the ability to bring forth the opulence in our life that we need. We have the ability to be able to bring forth the perfect health that we need in our bodies. We have the ability to attract into our lives those people who are for us and others for our highest energy. We have that ability. Give us the ability. Wake us up. Wake us up, Spirit. Let us know that we are in charge of our own destination, that we have the ability to make a difference. Wake us up to the sleeping giants that we are and that we are capable of doing. Help us to be able to do the work that we need. Give us discipline to be able to take time to work on our mental state, to be able to go into our own mental minds and be able to alternate and change those conditions that have been put there by others, and those things that we have allowed to seep into our own mind, that we will no longer allow it to control our destiny, that we will be able to move forth and be able to bring forth that in our lives, which is for our highest good. So we say thank you, God, for this wonderful and beautiful day. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. I am so grateful. So, beloved ones, till next week, please join me. All is well.